I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Shannon Feltus.
I'm Bonnie Dutch.
And this is
You Are That.
We are two sisters who cannot take a compliment.
No, but we can take you out for dinner sometime when the world reopens.
We might even pick up the check.
Stare into each other's eyes over some candlelight.
Maybe. On our show today, we have a witty and charming gentleman who's obsessed with something we also love quite a bit. You might have heard him talking to our pod squad over on Completely Arbitrary recently.
Our boys.
Yeah. And you may be more familiar with his social media presence because he is the Jew who loves trees. Please welcome Tobin Mitnick. Thank you for being with us.
Oh, this absolutely.
This is so exciting.
Oh, hi. Formally greeting. Hi.
I'm Shannon and Bonnie.
Hi, I'm Bonnie. Yeah. And we sound a lot
exactly
alike.
Same, so. You guys do really sound a lot alike. I don't know if I'm going to be able to do this. I'm going to always just refer to you as Shannon and Bon.
Bon Chan. I like my name first.
Oh, okay. That's a shock.
Bon Chan.
I'm the little one.
Right.
And so I'm, you know, you get it. You have an Ethan. Shannon's my Ethan.
Hey, I am not. And how dare you?
Well, Ethan and I are the exact same height, but Ethan is slightly more built than I am. So I am also the little one.
I'm younger. I'm second sib. So, you know, I'm always comparing myself to how wonderful Shannon is. And I just can't.
Oh, my God. None of this is true.
I just can't.
Oh, this is just fake.
Okay. It's just like,
no, absolutely not. I will
not. Did you bring me in just for my free counseling?
Yeah, for a sibling. We just need someone to bicker to. Twice a month, we have
someone. Are we barking up the right tree?
Oh, Jesus. That's going to happen.
I know.
Welcome.
You're welcome.
Just brought me on to do tree puns and have me rate them, and I'm out of here. Sorry.
They're all zeros. We're awful people.
All puns should be rated as zero.
How dare you?
I love puns so much.
Me too. I like to say them to people I know will hate them because I want to see that look on their face where they shake their head like they kind of want to kill me.
They die inside just a tiny bit.
Like, ooh, they want to stab me right in the neck.
The usefulness of a pun is not in the pun. It's your intent behind the pun.
It's always
what
evil.
You want to get out of the pun.
They're weapons.
That's right. Yeah. The pun is mightier than the sword. Am I right?
Yes.
Oh, God.
In conjunction with stabby stab.
You say the pun, you get their defenses down, and then you stab them with a sword.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, a real sword. I like this podcast.
Yeah.
It's like word ninjas. Yeah.
Okay. I like this podcast. We're nonsensical. Yay! Welcome.
Absolutely.
Good morning.
I'm doing this today sandwiched in between two like heavy Zoom interview kind of things. So I'm so chilled out right now. This is great.
Oh, nice. Well, I'm glad we could be the little break in your day.
Yeah
you're the cream center in my Oreo.
Ooh.
Oh, gosh. I was going to compare us to meat, but I like that so much.
I was going to compare us to meat and you ruined it.
No.
She compares everything to meat.
I mean,
or trees.
That's not a lie.
Well, Tobin, do you want to tell everyone a little bit about you?
Yep. I'm drinking from a blue Nalgene right now, which is probably what people want to know most.
Yeah. What is he drinking out?
Filtered water.
Excellent.
My name is Tobin Mitnick. I'm a Jew who loves trees. I'm an actor primarily, but you know, during the old pandemic I got really into just making content about trees from a kind of a goofier perspective because, you know, I have an enormous tree library. It's one of my pride and joys, but the tone is typically quite reverential and occasionally stuffy. And I thought it might be fun to bring some lightheartedness to these hilarious bedfellows in existence that we have called trees. So I make content and I also write. I'm also a new dad. My little girl, she's 10 months old.
Oh, Congratulations.
Thank you. She's wonderful and great. Today she stood with some help, and it's amazing. Kids kind of just do like the hula hoop before they can walk.
Yeah.
And they're just like standing. They're like,
it's real weird. I still do that. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. It's freaky. Weird little bendy babies are freaky little creatures for a bit.
Well, they have so little muscle in them, so they like can't ever pull something or like strain something. So they're just constantly tying themselves into these like tissue pretzels.
Yeah, it's real bizarre. They're like just bouncy little cartilage creatures.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, all the other parents will be just like, "You can't hurt them." And I'm like, "Well, I don't think that's true, but it's more difficult."
I think you can.
They bounce. I've heard that before. And I'm like, oof, I don't love that, but you're not wrong, but I really don't love it.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from, but maybe
let's
you should go to jail.
Them.
Yeah.
Right. Like, can we just not? No bouncing.
For
like,
sure.
Yeah.
Oh, did you name your daughter so after a tree?
I was just going to ask that.
Yes, her middle name is June. She's named for a juniper.
Oh, my gosh.
Because my wife and I were at a bonsai nursery when we got the call and we found out she was a girl. So we named her Juniper, or middle
name. I
love
that.
Juniper, rather.
That's super cute.
She's a little sweetie.
Oh my goodness. Well, I'm glad you have a child because we're going to talk about childhood and maybe
great.
10 months of new baby smell will jog your memory to stuff you totally forgot about.
It'll jog my memory of the first 4 months where there's actually new baby smell until it's mostly poop.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right around 5 or 6 months, they turn that switch and it's really intense.
It's fart machines after that. It's
crazy. And new baby smell is like my favorite smell. I have yet to birth a child. Mm-hmm. However, somebody has a newborn baby, I will smell the shit out of its skull.
And I'm sure they appreciate that. I love that.
Yes. I take it all for myself. It like brings me power inside. Like,
how many babies have you kidnapped and are currently residing in your residence
right now?
Oh
my God.
None, but jokingly. I often, if I see a cute baby in a store, I just say, take.
Do
my hand at them when their parents aren't looking. Like I say it to myself and I make eye contact,
so
and that
worse.
Baby knows.
It's,
like,
it's okay if
I
you
could,
do it
but I'm not.
Just by yourself, like easy to go. Yeah, it's great.
I did one time ask a lady what aisle, real cheesy, stupid
oh,
bitch
God.
Style, before I had my son.
What
she had the
why?
Cutest little baby in the little chunky cheek, little fucking cute. Oh, yeah. God. And I said, what aisle did you find this one on? And she looked at me
good.
Like, you're so fucking stupid,
oh,
and
man,
walked away.
The worst when you take a risk for a joke
right?
And somebody doesn't want to get on your page.
Right? That mom had zero sleep and she wanted you to fucking die.
Right. She looked real put together, so I was giving her the benefit of the doubt, and then I was like, nah, she's a bitch, her kid's cute, and I just kept moving on with my day.
That's a good way to cope with it. Nice work.
Yeah.
You pocketed that humiliating moment for yourself and you said I'm not gonna let
no God, Debbie Downers on my watch
for the rest of the day.
I'm hiding around the corner waiting, being like, take.
Bonnie's the creep and
I don't hear my joke.
Weird.
It's
mom
awful.
Take
it. Oh no.
Take.
You're so terrible.
It's my favorite. And then, like, if they hear you
oh.
and they turn to you, that's just a noise that came out. Like, just,
you're so much
practicing.
Creepier.
I was practicing my golem impression. Jerk, go away. Tend to your child that I'm going to take.
And I don't need the ring. I just need the. Oh, I need that God. Scalp. I just want to smell that baby head.
Wow, Bon.
Oh, Christ.
I love this.
Oh, Christ.
This look into your soul is pretty good this episode.
Dude, are you ready to dive into some seriousness?
Are
you ready to
really
get
serious.
Real serious?
Yeah, I'm ready for us. I'm ready for the jokes to stop. And
they've only just
all
begun.
Right. We are going to ask you a lot of tree-based questions, and I hope you're down for it.
Sure.
Hope you're rooted in your opinions.
Terrible.
I'm gonna cut all of his replies just
and
into
just
one reel of like the growl
so
sounds.
Really, just
like, this is his soul escaping. I need to know, how do you feel about orchards, aka outdoor fruit warehouses.
Cherry orchards? Like the Anton Chekhov play? I love them.
What type of fruit tree really gets you going?
God, I mean, define fruit. I mean, like, oh my God, are we talking about all deciduous trees? Because then they all have fruit. What do you mean? I would say, oh, I'm really boring on this. Growing up, I had an apple tree.
It's not boring.
It gave really weak green apples. Oh, that was like a 3-day window for before they got too wormy. But if you got one, they were just right. So I'm all for an old gnarled green apple tree.
I like that answer a lot.
I think that's so cool. My mother invested in the 5-in-1 apple tree, the grafted trees.
She bought shares. She invested in it.
Yeah, right. And I think it's cool that you can grow five on one, but also like how selfish.
You know? I have a 5-way cherry out back.
You're selfish also.
I know, it's great.
That's weird because I only got one kind of cherry from you this year.
I know, they were gross. The birds got most of them. So,
wow.
Yeah. Just feeding the fucking
hydrants. You guys have a lot of stuff to unpack about fruit trees, don't
you? We really do. We have
hard feelings.
A lot of infighting about the fruit trees.
I love it. We lived across from an orchard for a while, and it was like the most beautiful memory of mine.
Mm-hmm. Was it?
Yeah. Like, we were poor, and I thought
a basket full of worm cherries?
Yeah, probably. Oh, it made me stronger.
A basket full of worm cherries.
We were so poor, and there wasn't a lot going on. So for us to be able to just be like released into the wild again, it's the 90s, so it's like come back when the street lights turn on and like what is there to do. So we made friends with the salamander boys down the way, and then we also played in an orchard and climbed trees.
Salamander boys sounded like a gang.
Salamander boys.
They were just some dorky boys that we just would go to the river and we'd all catch salamanders.
Are they related to the Newton boys?
Wow.
That's a 90s movie with Ethan Hawke and other handsome gentlemen.
Yeah. Well, other handsome gentlemen. Add it to my list of rewatches.
You are a conifer guy.
Oh,
primarily.
Yeah. Thanks for knowing that. That's true. Yeah.
I'm pretty obsessed with conifers myself, so I love this. But these seasonally sexy leaves that are falling of all the deciduous trees.
For sure.
Do you have a favorite non-conifer tree?
Yeah. I mean, I love a lot of non-conifer trees.
Prove it.
I mean, I love a white oak. I love like the softness of a curvy white oak leaf. It tickles me in the right spot. I'm not going to tell you what spot, but it does.
I mean, we get the gist there. We get it.
Okay. Because it's my arm. And
left of the weenus.
Yeah, it's ew.
I'm so sorry.
Ew. Yeah, I mean, I love a white oak. I love all oaks. They're just really cool freaking trees. I usually have a pat answer for this kind of stuff, but I'm really searching right now.
I'm telling you, hard-hitting questions over here.
I mean,
another really easy one is, because I'm so into bonsai, I'm really into Japanese maples, and anybody who knows those very well. And right now is a really tough time for the Huntington Gardens in Los Angeles because they're trying so desperately to like fool these trees into believing that there is no fall, but the trees get wind of it, even though it's in Los Angeles. And so their leaves are all halfway between crinkled and like brown.
They look like tissue paper, like somebody cut shapes out of tissue. I have two Japanese maples in our yard,
cool.
And I'm obsessed with them too.
Do you know what cultivars by any chance?
Let's see. I know one's a red lace leaf.
Yes, of course.
And then one looks like marijuana.
Yeah, they all kind of look like marijuana.
But the one that has like the really compact clusters all close to the stem where it's like almost columnar, like it's very strange looking.
That might be the one where the leaves curl up.
Yeah.
That's a Shishigashira.
Yep, that's the one. It's in a pot on our patio. It's my baby. It's pretty cool looking.
Those are good because their leaves are a little tougher in the sun, so they do okay in California, in like Los Angeles.
Nice. Well, and I've got mine in partial sun because it's in a hot spot in the backyard. Yeah.
Smart.
Is that the one where I walked out and like squeezed your leaves and was like, weed or tree? And you're like tree.
Yeah.
I only like Japanese maples when they're big enough to hide under, like when they get that like weeping willow type vibe.
She was a fragile girl. She liked to hide under the Japanese maple in the fore garden.
That's fine.
And for those of you listening who got a little lost along the way because they got like real sexy in the botanical talk.
Yeah.
Just know that I'm over here like
cultivar
Googling.
Cultivar.
While they're talking, I'm, you know, it's okay. It's okay not to know all the words of the things. I'm a black thumb biatch. And so I'm like learning new things and, you know, That's not what this podcast is about, but I'm here for it.
Yeah.
No one knows all the things.
Your vocabulary is beautiful. Like, I want you to read me like 17th century bedtime stories.
I can Thanks. Do that.
That's kind of you to say. when is the section where we discuss SAT scores?
Oh, hang on.
Now, what were they?
I'm not telling you.
And were Ethan's better?
Oh,
you Ethan segued. And I got the same score on our SATs.
Oh, that's so cool.
Oh, my God.
Yes, because we all know SATs are a true measure of intelligence.
Absolutely. Definitely.
How scared you are to take a test. God. I am reading Frankenstein right now. I'm rereading it for the fourth or fifth time. It's one of my favorite books. Love, cool. Love. I am surprised at how fast it reads, despite the fact that it has this incredibly heavy kind of early romantic period vocabulary in it. I'm just like, I usually have to like spend 20 minutes reading a sentence, but like Mary Shelley, dip, dop, dop, really quick with her sentence. Okay, I'm done.
You probably just have a large vocabulary anyway. The way you talk is very poised and lovely. Yeah. You have a big brain.
Some it's people don't fine. Retain. I have a small head.
You're using it to full capacity. Is yeah. What we're getting
yeah. My yes. wife and I both have small heads. So we were really proud when they're like, and your daughter's in the 20th percentile. We're like, oh, she's like a
teeny little peanut.
Kind of adorable.
Mm-hmm. But her weenus is huge.
Yes. She should have two. You should double check.
Uh-oh. No, she just has one gigantic weenus in her. It's. And you can pinch it and she feels no pain.
Because she's made of cartilage and she bounces, remember? This is all fine.
Wait, my daughter is supposed to be green. Wait, is she made of flubber? I think my daughter's flubber.
She's flubber. It's fine. We're fine.
That makes sense because I have Robin Williams hair on my wrists now. So everything's sad.
Oh, those arms are so comforting though. Like...
You're the first person to say that.
As I got older, I realized I really love hairy arms. I will pet them. You know, my partner doesn't have like extremely hairy arms.
So now you're trying to take people's children and you're going to pet strangers' hairy arms.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay.
It's cool. Fine.
I mean, you know,
each to each his own.
Oh, dear God. Okay.
Hang be on. Proud of your Robin Williams arms. Like, that's like, be
okay,
proud.
Okay. I'll make a TikTok about it.
Yes, please. And go. Just don't shave your hand and leave the arm because I saw that online and that
really?
Was.
Really?
Yes, it gross. Looks like they're wearing like invisible latex gloves.
I'm grossed out.
They shaved the top so of their much. Hand, but then it, right where the wrist that. Starts.
Wait, what a fucking dare.
They did that to try to fool someone?
Maybe they wanted to look nice for an interview. And then when they took off the button up, they're like, ah.
It's so
but
funny.
It's like when you have those neighbors that take really good care of their yards and yours is all overgrown, but they really just mow up to that
right
line.
To the edge. Oh, God. Oh, so their hand was.
That's awful.
Like at the watch line, they take their watch off and they're like, oh, dear God.
I'll find it. I'll send you pics. It's beautiful.
Guys, I have to tell you that we are rapping. We are rapping right now. And I am having a blast.
Good.
If nothing, this is a very nice dopamine or serotonin episode for all of us.
Yeah. What's the dope in dopamine, truly?
It really, oh my God. That's so true.
I say that as I put on my multicolored sweater and turn my hat sideways.
Are you getting jiggy with it?
Yeah, maybe. I'm like halfway between Marky Mark and Matis Yahoo, if you know.
Ooh,
that.
Your overalls are both buttoned because you're a classy dude, not the right. one.
Long yeah, time okay. no Matis Yahoo reference.
I freaking love
And he says it even Yahoo. Classier. Say it again.
Matis Yahoo.
Oh, he says it like beautifully and how it's supposed to be said and not with this West Coast white girl.
She shivered a little.
Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh.
Matis Yahoo.
Ooh, you're so fucking funny. Oh my God.
Oh boy.
Okay. I need to get back to Ethan because I have a very serious question.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. We actually brought you on here to ask about Ethan.
We're just really invested in this.
Yeah, I mean, he's great. Situation. I mean, he's great. Yeah.
Super cool.
So can you put him on? No, I'm just joking. So
is he there with you now?
Ethan's not here with me now. Ethan's busy having a job and
like accolades.
Being successful. Yeah. I think he's accruing this morning. Believe he's busy accruing, and then I'll try to get him later because I think he's closing later. He's closing some stuff. Okay. And then the funniest thing about Ethan is that he doesn't know how to cook, though, at all. And
perfect.
His food taste, and I'm sure I'll tell him to listen to this, so he'll get really irritated. His food taste is just like incredibly limited by the fact that he's been extremely productive and just like goal oriented his entire life. So he'll still make himself like a very plain peanut butter and jelly sandwich, or like brag to me about his really original quesadilla that he made with like shredded cheese. I'm like, wow, sounds great, Ethan.
I have several Ethan trees in my backyard.
Tell me about them.
If your brother is a Douglas fir, what do you identify with as a tree?
Oh,
I know you said you're like
in the video, right?
Big Douglas but fir. Like in real life, like as your good version of yourself, what is your tree identity?
Well, you know, there's always the tree. There's that meme that's like how I see myself, how other people see me.
Oh, yeah,
for sure.
The tree that I would like to see myself as is like, and we can leave out all kind of like phallic comparisons here because all trees are phallic and we don't have to dive into it. And there's plenty of room for dirty jokes when they come, but let's just stay pure right now, guys, please. Okay. Purity.
Yes. Back to center.
Okay. Back to wholesome. The tree that I most identify with ideally is something like the redwood, just because I like to spend time around it. And the coolest thing is if you're around a bunch of redwoods or if you're at the base of the giant sequoias, their bark is so thick that it actually has the acoustic property of absorbing sound. So it's this kind of magical silence if there are enough around you. A magical silence.
Oh, I like that.
And I just love redwoods. I'm a real sucker for them. West Coast.
We have a big giant redwood in the backyard. My chickens live underneath it. And
really?
It probably deafens the sound for the neighbors now that I'm thinking about it, which makes me very happy.
Genius.
My rooster's acoustics only come this way.
My rooster's acoustics.
Right?
Dibs on band name.
Rooster's Acoustics.
That's a very good band name.
That is a good band name.
I would like go it. To the show just to see like what the fuck's about it. I'd be like, what kind of music
first
could they
album drop? Beneath the redwood.
I like
it's like under the cork tree, but better.
Yeah, it's like Red Rocks, except redwood.
Right?
You know, this is a 90s nostalgia podcast.
What we do. Can't
We're
help
already
it.
On the Dave Ooh. Matthews Live at Red Rocks reference area.
Mix it with a little U2.
Oof.
Yeah. Oh, don't. I love U2. Earnestly don't. And authentically, I don't. Don't step
don't
on
you
my
ruin
YouTube.
Listen,
that
if
way.
You want, if you want to feel closer to me and you want to call me Bono, like I'm down with it because lots my name autocorrects to Bono.
It really does. Oh,
can I call you texture. The Fly, which was Bono's onstage alter ego for a period of 2 years?
Why did he do it? Was it the glasses? He's like, I don't want to take these off, so let's go with these glasses.
And Bono had another one. He was basically like, oh, I can do what David Bowie did. Yeah, I can do personas. And then he did another one that was like called, I think it was like Mephistophelo or like Mephistolo, not Mephistopheles. And it was like, you know, Bono is devil. And he was like, what if I put things on my hands? Things on. Which was
the Bono devil. Thank you. That was very good.
Evil sexuality and spirits world. Love, music, peace, one.
If Bono. I was a casting director for literally anything, you're hired.
Yeah.
Thank that's you.
Your range.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate
no
that.
Parts to fill, but if we did, we they would no be yours.
I just want to close this parenthesis by saying that other people probably see me as like a scrub oak or some shit.
Oh.
I'll punch that's them fine. Right in the neck.
It's fine. Thank you.
No.
Well, now I'm going to Google what a scrub oak looks like because I feel like all trees are beautiful. Every baby's different.
All trees are beautiful, but some of them are complicated and problematic.
Oh, you know what tree I hate? Oh, scrub oak's kind of cool. Ooh, it's like rough and like...
Yeah, give me the goss.
What's your
hot goss? What tree do you hate?
It's the fucking, the one that they build into shrubs when you walk by. It smells like cat piss on a summer day.
Oh, that's that arborvita. Isn't that the one that Casey
Clapp
hates
cypress?
Too?
I think so. I think Casey hates a good arb.
Casey hates.
Standard arborvitae.
Arborvitae.
Sometimes they're like
juniper?
Low shrubby.
Okay, so the creeping shrubby with a little juniper
what
berries
kind
in
of
it?
Tree smells? I just Googled cat urine and hit enter. And I was like, oops, I forgot to add the word
ooh,
tree
yeah, you gotta
to
do
it.
The plus. Gotta do the plus according to the rules that they taught us in 1999.
Yeah, you got add an. I just Google every single word in a thought, and I find things so fast. And people are like, how do you do that? I'm like, literally type in everything about it.
Yeah,
and Google
yeah.
will
I do that too.
Figure it out
songs.
For you.
My searches are so specific that they look like fucking equations by the time they're done. Like plus minus Tim Blake Nelson plus Laura Dern plus one again. I want the derns at the top.
It says the white spruce smells
like cat pee.
Like cat pee a little. It's referred to commonly as the cat piss spruce because of the strong odor of the broken needles.
I don't know if they ever smell the white
spruce. Oh, it's no. That's what I'm talking about. That juniper bush that can be built up among the worst offenders for cat pee smell. Juniperus horizontalis.
Horizontal. That's a creeping juniper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So like they're bushes, but people like almost grow them like hedges over fences in Oregon.
Yeah.
And
creatures can hide inside of them. It's very creepy.
And I'm a smell person. So like depending on the season, I'll be walking down the street and be like, ooh, a little bit of petrichor, a little bit of blossoms.
Mm.
I like bark, which is weird because most of the time that smells like piss, but like fresh laid bark.
You're smelling a Jeffrey pine. You ever smell a Jeffrey pine up close?
No, but I want to now.
Well, you've probably heard people tell you that a ponderosa pine smells like vanilla and like No.
It doesn't.
So I'm here to set this record straight. I went so deep on this when I did a video about it a year ago. And so Jeffrey pines and ponderosa pines can be mistaken for each other. They both have three needles in their fascicles. They both have similar shape, but Jeffrey pines tend to live at higher elevations in the southern United States, like they're really big in the San Bernardino Mountains and the San Gabriel Mountains in California. So they're not as widespread as ponderosa pines. And I saw this study done by amazing nerds. I love amazing nerds that care so much about sorting this out. I love them. I found out that 15 to 20% of ponderosa pine bark have that specific strong smell on their bark that is just smells like baking and pineapple and all that kind of stuff. But 80% of Jeffrey pines have it. And the leading theory behind this is that Jeffrey pines have a very special type of chemical in their resin called normal heptane, which is flammable. So occasionally when they would log back in the day, a Jeffrey pine would get into the bunch with a bunch of ponderosa and they would explode.
Oh, shit.
I know.
They would explode.
They would explode. Yes.
Oh, my God.
Love that. I love the idea of like natural combustion of things. Like just nature so wild that they're like, you think you know what's up? Fire? Just everything.
I love the idea of natural combustion. You're talking about fire.
I'm a firefly.
Like a tree did it, it's not fine. A human hand. I like it. Yeah, no. Trees tree, are like, so, you're going to cut me down? Fuck you. I'll take all these with me.
It's like I just a think kamikaze it's so, tree. Like, how dare you mix me with this breed? And also for good measure.
Fascicle.
Oh, you were such a child. That was a giggle and a half.
I like it.
Fascicle, a grouping of nerves or leaves or blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
Exactly. Or muscle fibers.
Mm. Or muscle fibers.
We could have like fascicles in us.
We do have fascicles.
Huh. Shannon said no.
You ever get like a twitch in your arm or something like that?
All the time.
Those are called fasciculations.
Oh,
God, look at you.
Fun. You're fun. I love learning.
We're just wowed by SAT smart scores? People. Yes. There's that brain again.
Listen, none of those words you learned in high school. It's fine. They don't teach you shit in high school.
This is all Wikipedia knowledge. This is all Wikipedia knowledge.
I saw a meme the other day. It said, how do I do my taxes? And it says, school, shut up and line dance. And I was like... That's exactly right.
I remember
line dancing in school. It was awesome.
All the time. Awesome. I was very good at it.
We did square dancing and swing dancing.
Yeah.
It's like they were like, you know what? We're going to teach you other dances that are near death.
We did not do swing. We did line dancing. I think we did square dancing as well. Mm. No, we did not sock hop. Getting deep into seventh grade.
Did
right
you
now.
Swing your partner round and round?
Right. No, I swung my partner round and did about. You say round?
Yes.
No, I didn't do that.
Because square dancing, ironically enough, they say round and round a lot.
I know you really circular dance instead of square.
They're really just full of shit with this naming of things. That's what it is.
We should redo it. Yeah. Well, speaking of high school. Our high school mascot was a logger. So first I want to apologize. Wow. And then I want to ask you, what was your school mascot? And do you have any fond or awful memories?
Do I have any fond or awful
memories? That was so generic.
It could go either way.
Any grievances or
yeah, I have a few particular ones.
Mascot related.
Oh, I'm glad I thought of this one. So my mascot, not mascot related. Our mascot was the Mustang. Governor Mifflin Mustangs, maroon and gold, baby.
Maroon and gold, very nice.
And the Mustang was grinning with a bunch of teeth.
Whoa.
Like it will do at you. you know?
Oof. That's creepy.
Yeah, it was nightmarish to say the least. Do I have any awful or great memories of high school? Yeah.
Not mascot related. Like, did you have a dress up like human inside of a Mustang, like a horse?
I pictured it as a costumed guy.
Yeah, we absolutely did, but I don't remember who did it. I think it, you know, good. I don't think you're
supposed to. Oh God, you're not supposed to like know who the mascot is. And since ours was a human logger, we had the loggers and the toppers. The toppers was the junior high version, a logging town.
I've spent so many hours on YouTube watching like logging competitions.
That was our summer.
You could have just come summers. Over and hung out in August for the logging festival.
Oh yeah, August.
These guys are wild. They'll climb to the top of a 100 foot pole in like 2 or 3 seconds. They're just like, hey, yeah, I'm done.
Just ran up this pole.
What are you, a raccoon?
Zoom down. Yeah. What are you, a raccoon?
Then they chop it off in sections. They like at a section at a time, just to like they're just like whacking chunks off a carrot all the way down. But it's
I mean, they look like Slash playing guitar at the top of that thing. They're just
killing it. No big deal. Yeah. Not, it's fine. No big deal.
I love that you spend hours watching those competitions.
Oh, I think those friggin' things are amazing. I love watching like antique film of like, the giant redwoods of the Northwest. See how our men cut them down. What manly men destroying these beautiful objects of nature. And I'm like, oh my God.
I'm going to highly recommend then to take the train into Reno from California because they have that? They just have an old-timey man. He's just old. He's not even old-timey. He's just an old man, and he narrates the history of all the tiny towns as you pass through, and they talk about like how they built the train and what kind of trees were there and how these trees got brought in, and it's really interesting and fascinating. And the best part was I didn't know this guy was going to be on there, so I'm sitting in the viewing car and I'm like, I'm going to go get some fucking tea. I'm going to make this a moment. It was like my Hallmark train ride. There was a little bit of snow.
Now, this guy is paid to do this, correct?
Or yes.
Is
this
wouldn't that be weird if he wasn't?
He just got on the mic in the bar car and went a little nuts.
I don't know. I mean,
I want to do that.
Yeah. I've been convinced in New York that some people are just like paid professionals in like how good they are at their random skill on the train. They're not.
They're just out there wheeling and dealing to get discovered. And
they're just living their best life.
This guy discovered his passion.
For sure.
And it was telling me about what kind of trees were not there before the men came to build the train tracks.
I wanted to give you my humiliating high school memory.
Yes, please
bring it on.
So in ninth grade, it's a series of humiliating memories compressed into about two weeks. I broke my leg horribly. I shattered my leg because my friends and I, we had just cleared out one of the rooms in my house, and it was just all carpeted, and we're like, we should wrestle in here.
Great idea.
So we brought in like a little strobe light that I got from Spencer's Gifts, and we just turned off all the lights and turned on the strobe light, and we
hold on let me set the vibe
and we called it the Cage of Thunder, and we just like we played like, you know, Pearl Jam really, really loud. Or no, the Beastie Boys.
Nice.
That's the right one. Okay.
You got to turn into like pure savages.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. Yeah, we were getting in touch with our animal nature, and we decided to turn on Intergalactic Planetary and wrestle to this strobe light. And at one point, my friend Isaac's knee came down on top of my leg and shattered it. And all I can remember is just shrieking like a banshee and falling out the door. And anyway, so shattered my leg, got a cast, blah, 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 blah. At the end of school one day, you know, I'm like going really slow from like room to room. I'm already depressed because, you know, it's ninth grade, everybody's depressed. I needed to get somewhere really quickly after the bell. I don't remember where, but I was like trying on my crutches to like, I had a full leg cast, like up to my groin.
Oh my God.
It was horrible. Fuck. And I was like, oh my God, I gotta get out of this room. And I was trying to get ahead of everybody. I got like a 3-minute head start on the bell because my teachers let me do that. But everybody came rushing out and rushed me in the stairwell.
Oh my
I'm
God.
At the top of the stairwell. What the fuck? And it's like somebody pushes me or like knocks into me, and I go, and I go shooting down the stairwell, like onto a sea of people, and like crush 100 people. And I'm so humiliated and embarrassed.
Did it hurt, or you're like, you were humiliated?
Somehow it was just, the hurt was all emotional.
Oh my God.
I was like, oh God, that was awful. And so I got up and I was like, oh man, that was so terrible. And then I went to like the area where, you know, my like dad is going to pick me up. You know, I have to wait, which is right near the like weight room and like gym and like the place where all the like athletes, which I decided was not the where the dude bros hang out. I was just like, oh God, Dad, where are you? And this piece of shit dude, I don't know who he was, but he was a senior.
Second year senior.
Second year senior.
Yeah. This guy was straight out of a John Hughes movie. And he was like, this sea of like hot people and like fit people were there. And I was like, I'm small and Jewish and broken. And this guy walks in and he's like, I'm sorry about this, dude. And he shouts to me and he quiets the whole room. And he's like, but you guys just missed the funniest fucking thing. This guy just fell all over a bunch of people in the stairwell. And everybody's like, ha, 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 ha.
Oh my God.
And I just remember being like, no way am I experiencing this feeling of agony right now.
You just wish the ground would open up and just swallow you up.
Oh, that would have been a dream. God.
Right?
Sinkhole boy makes the news. No, you still would have had a bad day. Oh, like, God. It would have gotten worse. God damn it.
Sinkhole. Sinkhole was anything was preferable to that moment. Right? Sinkhole would have seemed like I was. God. I loved a little sinkier.
What a dude.
That is so mortifying. To have like a jocular type
point a jocular out jock. The thing.
Point.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, like, guys.
Recount. Bro, I'm sorry. Yeah, no, if you have to say, bro, like, I'm sorry
about this dude, but you guys just missed the funniest thing.
Oh my God.
It was wild.
That's awful. And then the mascot popped out.
With this creepy ass smile.
Yeah. Most mascots are eventually convicted of crimes, right?
100%. Yes.
Well, I think probably like 95% of them are.
I mean, there's a 5% dork pass where they just did it just to be part of the sport. So, I mean, that's
for sure.
Right.
Yeah.
The appeal of being anonymous and being able to just do.
But that's the creepy serial killer part.
And then that carries out. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Once you're out of the outfit, you still want that. Rush.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
To each their own.
We just say this throughout. That's lovely. Fucking weird, but you know, to each their own.
I mean, do what you gotta do, but damn, that's weird.
All good. I love a furry.
Oh my God.
Me too.
I love a furry. I wish I would have had balls like that to express myself in animal form. Couldn't express myself in any form, apparently.
The untamed weird. I'm already weird enough. Put me in a costume where I can't be held accountable for my actions. That's a fucking terrible idea. What kind of animal would you guys have been as a furry? This is not a scripted. Oh, wow. You already had that in your pocket. Wow.
I've looked at costumes online.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Well, what animal would I think I was? Yeah. Or what?
No, what would you dress up as?
People think I was.
Ooh.
What? I would be a shark. Can you be a shark furry?
Sure.
Yeah.
Is that called a smoothie? Can you
be an aquatic furry?
I don't know.
Good point.
A smoothie because there's no fur.
We are people wading into a universe in which we have no fundamental knowledge, and we are blindly feeling the cave walls for any hint.
100% you could be a shark furry.
Did you just look up shark furry?
100%
Oh, great.
Are you kidding? Like, there's, oh my God. This one's called the Katy Perry Left Shark Funny Cosplay Mascot Costume.
Right. Nice. The left shark that fucked up on stage and embarrassed her, which is hilarious to me.
Yeah, it's fuzzy. It looks
left
warm.
Shark, that's right. I remember left shark.
Because that's fun, right? And they're cute.
Yeah. You always talk shit about your high school self.
Yeah, I was like Bambi. I got too thin and tall before I knew what to do with myself. I looked like I was going to fall down all the time.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. What's an animal that does fall down a lot and is like super fucking clumsy? Because that's what I would. Should be
human for beings.
Homo sapien. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Homo
sapien. I'm the human being.
Homo erectus. That's who falls down.
There's other clumsy animals.
Like, okay, this is a weird topic.
Hold on, now I'm looking up clumsy animals.
Clumsy animals.
What animal is clumsy?
I mean,
a selenodon.
Selenodon?
Yeah, selenodon. Oh yeah, of course, a selenodon is clumsy.
Yeah. Okay, what the fuck is a selenodon? Oh, that looks like if a possum and an anteater made a baby.
Yeah,
I hate it. Okay,
but it's beautiful.
No.
They have a strange gait that makes them go ziggy zaggy.
Selenodon.
Selenodon. Sounds like a dinosaur. I'm not buying it. I think it's made up.
They're venomous, man. Oh,
fabulous.
They inject their prey through their teeth. They sound dope.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Why can't I do that?
Why can't I do that?
That's all I ever wanted to do.
Was inject venom?
Holes in my teeth to inject my victims with stuff. And nobody ever lets me.
Oh, my God. You could have been like, sorry about this, bro. And then bit him.
Ooh. That would have been bit
him in front
better.
Of all the friends and be like, watch your friend slowly die.
Yeah, you're right. In this horrible, humiliating memory, if this were in a movie later, I would become vampiric and destroy this man.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
but and you'd be like, sorry guys, my dad's here, and then you'd leave and then he'd be on the ground bleeding.
Yeah.
Sorry guys, my dad's here. Credits.
But with like a really cool song. Really cool song.
Yeah, Nickelback's You Remind Me.
Oh my god.
Oh, sorry. Did you say cool song?
Oh, God.
I really, really cool.
Oh, sorry. Nickelback's Picture. I mean, Photograph, whatever that stupid song is called.
Picture.
Yeah, that's I love it.
When did you realize you were just so funny?
Yeah.
Just so funny. Well, it was up for debate until now. In this podcast.
You're finally getting the redemption.
I don't know. Well, you never know because it's like, I'm not particularly funny. Yes, my wife is very funny. She's like TV funny.
But does your wife think you are very funny?
She thinks things that I do are funny that are different than other things that people think that I
you're
do
like, I'm
funny.
Being serious. Stop laughing at me. Okay.
That's just called marriage. So I don't know. That's
I mean, everything kind of goes opposite day when you're in a long-term relationship with somebody, you know,
very true.
But, I did a lot of, you know, I did all the kind of stuff you do. I did the sketch and I did the UCB and all that kind of stuff. And I had a very funny older brother and sister.
Are you talking about Ethan again?
Yeah. I'm just Ethan is depressingly very funny.
You are depressingly very funny, by the way.
That's nice. I'm glad I depress you with my humor. I'm not funny. I don't think of myself as funny. I think of myself as very serious. But I do. Oh, actually, I know when. I know when.
There we go.
I know when now. Okay. There is a musical called Blood Brothers. Okay. Ooh. This is a melodrama about two twin brothers separated at birth. One goes with an ultra like posh family. Oh, by the way, it's super English in Liverpool. And the other goes to like a very poor family. And they become best friends when they're little, just spontaneously. But their mother can't tell the truth about, you know, blah, blah, blah. And they develop as best friends. And then one cheats on the other with like his wife, blah, 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 blah. And they get to the point at the end where one of them is pointing a gun at the other one. This is like a beloved musical in England because it's about class and melodrama and all this different kind of stuff. And he's pointing a gun at the other one in like a bank for some reason because he found out that he was doing
banging his wife.
Or something. Banging his wife. There you go. And they send in the mother to stop it. And she's like, he's your brother. And my line at that moment, he's supposed to react with something inaudible like, yeah. But my line at that moment is, why didn't you give me away? Because then I would be, you know, given to a rich family as opposed to growing up poor. And I say it while I'm pointing the gun. I go, why didn't you give me away? And like the whole audience bursts into insane laughter.
Insane. Like it wasn't supposed to be funny.
Oh, no.
And you
it
were
was
like,
supposed to be.
Ooh.
Dead serious, like cathartic, Camarsha, all the like stuff.
No.
Oh, and then we are immediately shot dead 2 seconds later. I shoot him, then somebody shoots me, blah, 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 blah. But that was that at that moment I was like, oh, I don't really have to work to be funny because everything that I do is imbued with an awkwardness and nervousness that makes something funny.
Had you tried to do it seriously and everyone laughed, that would have been like the moment that crushed you.
Don't you understand? I did try to do it seriously and everybody laughed.
Oh,
I'm sorry. This was not a joke. I tried to do this seriously and be like,
I just nodded at her and her eyes got so big. I was like,
No. This is like if some, this is like if I was like tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow and everybody's like, fantastic. It was that level of paid production that people were paying to see. It's true. But that was when I was like 23 or 24. I was kind of just like, oh man, I should just lean into this natural way of being weird a little bit more.
I like it. Your serious spin on comedy, quite literally. And that play sounds like if they took Parent Trap and made it good.
Yes. Music is actually pretty good. I like the Blood Brothers. Music is good. Blood Brothers. They're from Liverpool. Blood Brothers.
How do they become best friends if they look alike?
Oh, there's a lot of plot holes.
I have problems. I pick apart all the things.
With it works on stage. It's going to be harder on film. I've actually never seen that. I'd be interested to see how it works.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Do you like games?
Are you going to murder me after I answer this question?
Do you like games? Do you want to play a game? Do you want to play a game?
Yeah, I like games.
Cool. We're going to do a rapid fire this or that. So we're going to ask you one of two options, and you're just going to quickly choose your choice. And I will preface this by saying before we started recording today, I was looking up games that had to do with trees for funsies. There's like 6 of them. And they're all games? They're all dumb.
Tree games?
Yeah.
Really?
It was like, build a tree house. That's a game. And I was like, no.
No, it's not. I built a tree house this summer. It's very difficult.
It's not a game.
No,
that's a job.
That's unpaid labor, hard. Folks.
Yeah. It's hard. The gratitude's there, right?
No, it's just a house outside. That's a broken parental relationship is what that is. I think I know what a friggin' tree house is.
Go sit in your tree, kid. do you want to start, Shannon?
Yes, I do.
Okay, I'm ready.
Maple syrup or honey?
Honey.
Spring or fall?
Fall.
East Coast or West Coast?
West Coast.
Pine cones or tree nuts?
Pine cones.
Nurse log or petrified stump?
Petrified stump.
Nice. Lakeside or riverbed hangs?
Riverbed hangs.
Yes. That's you good. Pass. Yeah, you're very good at this game.
Okay, I won.
Yeah, you won.
There
are no prizes.
We'll send you some. We'll send you a little.
I got an 800 on that section?
You did. You did.
So, I can't wait to tell Ethan. He's never taken this game. He doesn't have a score.
Right? Are you ready, Shannon?
Yes, I am ready.
For Compliment City.
Absolutely.
All right. Here's the part of the pod where, you're going to love this. Your skin is not going to crawl right off you. Yeah.
Grab a hold of your weenus. Holding
on to both of them and pinch it. I'm bleeding and I feel nothing.
Okay. That's good. You're in the zone then. This is perfect.
I've just pinched off both of my weenuses.
I mean, as one does in these situations.
I'm resting on my raw bone.
Perfect. I just envisioned it like a motorcycle accident.
I envisioned his broken leg too. So this has given me the heebie-jeebies for
I pasted my weenuses on my old injuries.
Perfect.
When we're done, I'm just going to go right upstairs and vomit.
Are you guys sisters?
So we are going to take turns telling you wonderful things about yourself, and you get to take it all the way to the bank.
Number one, I have been lurking your sarcastic, dry wit via social media for quite some time now. Sure. And You always make me laugh with a straight face, which is, it's pretty fucking funny.
The deadpan for me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a good delivery. Also, your passion about trees is unmatched. And we know a lot of scientists. We know Casey. And your love of trees, I think, is even more crazy town than his, dare I say.
I wanna jump in right here. Thank you so much for those compliments. Casey has been weathered and beaten down. Mm-hmm. By, you know, he pursued his love of trees and then he finds himself in a profession where he has to deal with a lot of trees that he fucking hates.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
what's nice idiots. About being a non-professional enthusiast That's is you can true. Just go after the stuff you love.
Oh, you know what? He made his passion, his job.
I think he's okay.
He's a forest elf. There's really no getting him down long term. So yeah. That's nice. Yeah.
He's pretty spectacular.
You are a joy in my feed and I appreciate you very much. And I love the way you talk about your spouse. The Bonsai one killed me, I will tell you.
Oh, it's so good.
Everyone should be so lucky if their partner had the same high praise. You talking about how she just picked up, I'll just try this bonsai and fucking nailed it. And you're like, I hate myself. I'll never do anything as good as anything she does. This is great. It's really fucking sweet and I love it.
Non-braggadocious on our end, but like we're your wife and no things in our life.
Yeah.
Like people are like, oh, I've been mastering this for 20 years and blah, blah, blah. And we're like, can we try? And then we do it really fast. And they're like, fucking get out of my garage.
We have artistic parents. So yeah. We do weird things.
Get out of here.
We're like, we don't want to do it forever, but that was a fun thing. They're like,
it was a good try
that you were able to do that.
She grew up in Switzerland where all things are beautiful and craft oriented.
Oh, we should go to Switzerland.
Okay.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Switzerland's cool. It's a cool place.
Good hiking.
Good hiking. Lots of mountains.
All right, Bonnie, do you have compliments for our lovely guest?
Yeah. I want to start off by saying, like, for those who don't know and haven't checked out your Instagram, yes, you're funny. Yes, you're witty. You're also a bona fide hottie. And, like, everyone should just go for the experience of, like, you have a gorgeous smile. Your eyebrows are majestic as fuck. I love your eyebrows.
Not without maintenance, folks. Not without
it takes a lot of work. Much like secrets. The bonsai. Nice. These eyebrows have
way
been
more
shaped.
Than the bonsai.
It grows quicker than
a
bonsai.
Do you use a brow gel?
No, I just pluck the middle because you know that I got all four capital letters of those alleles going on in my genes. So yeah, I gotta pluck the middle, folks.
So yes, come for like the eye candy, but then stay for the content because you have such a really cool deadpan humor about you and you really like to play with all different aspects. And I kind of never know where your videos are going until you take that right turn. And I'm like, oh, this is where we are. This is where we are. And I haven't been following you for a long time. Shannon introduced me to you when she was listen. I'm pro-stalking this wonderful human. Check him out. And I did the thing where I like binged your feed like a true psychopath.
That makes me happy.
I love smart humor.
Yes.
I love craftiness and wordplay. And again, your voice is just velvety and smooth and has that little twinkle. You're in on the joke and we're not in on it yet, but wait. Like, I fucking love that little sprinkle in there. And
thanks, guys.
And I just am so happy that good things came out of the pandemic. Mm-hmm. It sounds crazy to say because it's horrible. People like you that are entertainers and actors and are just thespians to their core needed an outlet. And we were gifted with
yes,
the TikTok people and the Instagram reels. And those things were truly gifts to us. We're getting free content.
Yeah. We're thankful for the entertainment.
Amazing
for
humans.
Yeah.
Everyone should go check out your feed and just change their fucking week. Learn shit about trees, but at the same time, like everything is humorous and everything is fun. And I just really appreciate you.
That's really sweet of you guys to say. Thank you. I don't know what else to say. All of that is very sweet. You know, I don't put anything out that I'm even halfway on in terms of thinking it's good. So
that's smart. I throw shit at the wall.
Sometimes I think it's great and people hate it.
They tell you? Because that's awful. Everyone's a critic.
No, I think I try to point the sails in a certain direction in the comments just by like my first few comments and responses to people of being, you know, like
that's
positive and toxic positivity. Mm-hmm. but also like encouraging the kind of conversation that I would like to have happen there. Mm-hmm. So that if somebody comes in with like, you know, a Holocaust joke, which has absolutely happened in the past,
I'm
like,
gross.
It will not get any engagement. Nobody will yell at this person. It just will simply just sink down
die
until
flat.
It's not
Yeah, don't give the shitty people.
No, let things die flat.
Yeah, that's
it. Is ugh. it is very good practice for real life, however,
yeah.
to not yeah. respond to the stuff.
It's not worth it. And then those people, that's just worth it. That's idiot fuel. That's
you don't feel
is.
Better. You mm-hmm. don't feel better. No problem is solved and it's mm-hmm. not worth it. You'd be surprised how little of this stuff is actually personal, except that that's, I guess, the actual definition of personal. But like, OK, sometimes it's personal, whatever.
Well, there's so much content out in the world right now that kind of like, why take the time to stop yeah. and write something awful when you could just go, not for me, and move
yeah.
on.
Yeah. Yeah. People, most of my DMs are complex questions about whether a tree is healthy or not. I'm like,
you're an arborist.
I simply
now.
Can't.
Oh, uh-huh. There's an app for that.
Oh, the cherry tree. Gives cherries to me. And the cherry tree, gonna eat some cherry on the cherry tree.
That was really good.
That's my sting.
That's perfect.
It's beautiful. Yes. We've been talking about you, how talented you are. For the listeners who don't know where to find you, where are you located on the socials? How can people find and follow you?
I'm located at Jews Love Trees on both Instagram and TikTok. And those are the only two socials I have. That's it. That's where you can find me. That's where I put everything out into the universe. That may change sometime in the future, and I hope it does. That is currently the only place that you can find exclusive Hot Hot Tree content.
Perfect. And it is Hot Hot Tree content. It really right. is.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that if it wasn't true. So
it's just
yeah.
slinging facts over here. I like it.
Yep.
I have one closing question for you.
Sure.
What advice would you give a budding nature lover who loves hiking and is interested in trees?
Go by yourself.
That's really
go,
cool.
Go by yourself. Go at your own pace. If you're going to find something that you enjoy spending time around outside, you have to go at your own pace, because it's a quite personal experience for me. I like to go hiking by myself, even though I love hiking with other people. I kind of look at hiking with other people as the point of that is hanging out with other people and mm-hmm. getting deep into our relationship in order to find out what your relationship is with the outdoors and nature and what makes you pause and what slows you down. You have to be by yourself.
Maybe an
Audubon guide or a, you know, something like that.
That's really beautiful. Sweet.
I love solo hike. I'm going solo hiking on Friday for mushrooms.
That's great.
Oh my gosh. Thank you for being on our podcast and joining us. I knew you were going to be fun to talk to, but like you blew my expectations completely out of the water. So I'm so grateful.
That's nice because I love war. So
you're so fun. Thank you. I'm just so impressed by you. And
oh God,
like for fucking serious.
For fucking serious. I am. And I didn't know totally what to expect of you. And in that sense, you exceeded all my expectations. And you're just fucking funny. You yeah. just, you made my whole day like a little bit more fun.
Well, that's because you guys have to get serious for a moment. You guys have a very welcoming atmosphere, and you know, you are also incredibly funny and you're relaxed and you know how Aww. To, you know how to show a good time.
Oh,
I've been told that a time or two. So thank you.
I was serious and you took it to a sex place.
That's my shtick.
We're All ruiners. Right. We're ruiners.
No.
We can't take compliments.
We slap
and this
them
is
out
why
of the sky.
We started this podcast. So we could introduce.
We slap them out of the sky.
We do.
No, get
like,
out of town. Yeah.
It's just a, what is it? Go on, get. Like a slap, you know, it's that slap.
Yeah. Oh, it's a go on, get slap. Yeah, for sure.
Go on, get. But we love exploring the minds of people that we find fun and amazing. And you're like the perfect crossbreed of everything we're interested in. It was like we love
good
humor
word,
we love
wording.
Comedy
yeah.
amalgamation
our favorite mudblood yes. thank you
you are our favorite mudblood
sweet little mutt and it's a beautiful thing.
You guys are nice. Thank you. There you go.
Well, awesome. Thank you for taking you time awesome. Out to have a little fun in between your serious things
yeah.
today.
Yeah,
that's
I
true.
Go back to serious stuff where I talk about numbers.
Talking about
numbers.
Get back to bread.
Demographics.
Keep us in your hearts. Yeah. when things feel too serious. Okay.
Pinch your weenus if the meeting gets weird.
I'll also just casually say, like, yeah, I was just recording this podcast. These guys have, like, I think they have, like, 18.2 billion followers or something.
Okay. I'm into it.
Feel free to lie on our behalf.
No, it's not. It's 17.8 billion. So.
Yeah, that's cool. I'm sorry. You just name drop and they'll be like, who? And you're like, I know. I guess you haven't heard of them.
If you know, you know.
I didn't mean to name drop. I'm so excited.
Awesome. Well, I love it. And we love you and we appreciate you. And thank you for becoming part of our pod people.
Yeah.
Thank you for such a fun convo and for being so kind. You guys are a treat.
You are that.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you guys for listening. And we really appreciate you tuning in this week. If you wanted to show your love and gratitude for this tiny little pod, you could do so with your doll hairs at patreon.com/youarethat. But if you wanted to support us with no doll hairs, Bonnie, how do they do that?
You can rate and review us anywhere you have the ability to for podcasts. We do ask for a 5-star because that will get us up in the ratings and let other people find us organically through their search engines.
Yeah.
And algorithms are tough.
Oh, they're tricky.
We also have merch for your hot bods. We have some cool stuff for fall. Mm-hmm. So if you are nostalgic, you'll like clothes or mugs, you know, or totes.
Or pillows to put your cute little face
on. Heck yeah. Along with all of our classic You Are That merch. And that's at youarethatmerch.com.
You can also find us on Instagram at @YouAreThat.
And we are also on Facebook. We have a group, which is the Yacht Clubhouse group. You can find that just by searching You Are That. There's also a regular page so you can get updates on the podcast, the upcoming guests in real time, and it's all quite fun.
Yeah. Thank you guys for listening. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Do it. Gross.
Do you have coffee or some sort of...
I don't know. Why don't you stay the fuck out of my personal life?
Fucking no. Fabulous. Right off the top.
I know. Wait, are you our brother? We didn't know
we had. I was just going to say that.
Hi. I'm actually here to surprise you with our 23andMe results that I just sent in.
We're on more brother.
Yep.
Dun, dun, dun.
Mari. Fabulous. That's amazing. Tiny little cottonwoods coming between my corn and me. I got one thing to say. I'm gonna get you a little cottonwood. Come over here and I'm gonna prune you till you're dead. Cottonwood.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain.
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
Well, something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in...
opinions.
We do that in every episode, too.
We're professional unprofessional, so if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.